Okay, today's daf is Kelayim Daf Yud. As we get into the 10th daf here from Sechas Kelayim, and we are on the top of Yud Amar Aleph as we continue here in the second parak of Meseches Kelayim. We started off yesterday. What is the shear for, so to speak, bittel of Kelayim, right? The Mishnah said that if somebody has a larger majority item, tvua of a sa'a, if it has 1/24th of the smaller item, of the smaller species, then you have to, that's too much. That's too much, and therefore that's Kilai's run, and one has to be Mamait. One has to be Mamait the small, or make larger the one that is bigger. So if there's 1/24th, Zera, right, so Achol Zashish Barova, Zera Mimin Acher Yimait, then you have to make it smaller. Rav Yossi said, he was the Chiddush, that once you start making it smaller, then you have to take it all out, because if you don't, then that shows that you're happy with what's there. If it's already less than 1/24th when you start, then Rav Yossi says, fine, you can leave it. But if not, then you have to get the whole thing out. Then the Gemara quoted another machlokas. What about if you have different minim? The Tanakhama said different minim are mitzdarif. The Chachamim said different minim are mitzdarif. And the machlokas we saw between them. What if only one of them is kilayim with the larger? Are they still mitzdarif? Or Bishimon says no. Lo, you only say it by min echad. Min echad is creates the 1/24th and not two minim. Not two minim. So now we continue. Says the Gemara. So Bamed Ramamurim. When do we say that this is true? The shiurim are true. That's tvua b'tvua. If somebody has tvua with tvua, which means achitim, saorin, right, the grains quoted at the beginning of the Masechta, beginning of parak achitim in the first parak, tvua b'tvua, b'kidnis, or legumes in legumes, b'kidnis, both of those, as we'll see, are edible seeds. Tfuah b'kidnis b'tfuah. Any of those, that's considered, the shear is 1/24th. And here, that's where you go by the shear. You go by the shear, the size of the seeds. You don't go by the production power, as Rav Chaim Kadievsky says here. Tfuah b'tfuah. V'yav sheyesh minei tfuah. D'lizriya sadeh b'sa'ah. Some seeds, boit famis zera. Opachos, right? Sometimes you need more or less of a sa'ah of zera in order to grow a field of a base sa'ah. Because makam lochilko chachamim, because yeish rova, mimin acher, yema'it. Upachas be rova, batel. Right? You go by the seeds. Go by the seeds. That's by the two in the kidneys. You always go by the seeds, and that's it. But, in a case of, items that are different, be'emes amru, but be'emes amru either means it's a misora or halacha Moshe b'Sinai, or that comes up in a number of mishnayos. I think a mishnah in Maseches Shabbos as well, coming in misora from Moshe Rabbeinu. So zerone gina she'in nechal, and like the Rambam says yesterday, all these shiurim are flexible and they're not fixed. They're not fixed by one item, and all shiurim are halacha Moshe b'Sinai. So here, Be'emes Amru, you have that. That was the Rambam's lesson that we had yesterday in Paragimel, that all the Shiurim, okay, just to remember that that lashon, Shiurin Rabim Yesh Barcha Gazos. Right, there are a lot of Shiurim given. Hakol Afi Godol Asada Hanizra. So Afi Rochef Ha'olin V'Shiluach Hayonkos. Right, so there are a lot of different Shiurim, the Rambam says. Here's an example of it. So you go by 1/24th, usually, of this rhyme. But Zeroni Gina, which are inedible seeds, the Mefarshim explain, a type of vegetable that is edible, but the seeds are inedible, like onions or radishes and the like. So that is a different Shiur. She'eino Ne'achalin Mitztarfim Echad Me'esrim Ba'arba. It's 1/24th, but no fella base sa'ah. Right? Ta'aser could even be less than 1/24th. Could even be less than 1/24th. It could even be 1/16th, as the Ma'ara Fulda explains here. Why? How do you figure it out? It's 1/24th of what usually is planted in a base sa'ah. That's what you go by. Right? An area, you know, an area in which a person plants a sa'ah of wheat seed. Right? They're small seeds, but they could produce very large and spread out plants. So says the Mishnah that these inedible seeds, you have a different shear. You have a different shear. You have echa be'asam arba be'ofal be'isa. Amar Rabbi Shimon, k'shem shar malachim af lahakel. Rabbi Shimon says, just like this shear, as we just explained, can be machmir, can be smaller than 1/24th. It could even be makel if the normal way is to plant a lot more seeds, then maybe you'll need even more than 1/24th. If the normal way of seeding this area is with many, many seeds. For example, Hapishton bitfua, mitztarefes be'echad me'asrim arba, benofa lebesa, right? Lots of flax seed planted. So 1/24th could even be bigger than rova hakaf. So again, this is an example of a sliding scale for the shear of Kilei Zra'im. And again, it could be, as we said, midaraisa, midrabanan, in terms of how it looks, right? Because a lot of it has to do with Marasayin. But again, ultimately, it's a Xeras HaKas of these, not Xeras HaKas of, it's a Mesorah, for the Shirim. That is the Mishnah. If you look in the Rambam says, this is all in Perek Sheni of Hilchos Kalayim. Yesterday we read some of Perek Gimel, but remember the first couple of Prakim, the first four Prakim, I think, for the Rambam, talk all about Kilei Zra'im, and that's where our focus has been. Says the Rambam, Zera Shnisarev Bo Zera Acher. You have different seeds that got mixed up with other types of seeds. Imhaya echad me'asim va'arba, if one of them is 1/24th, kagon. Sa'a shal chitim shenis arva bishalosh ve'esrim sa'a shal sa'orim. Right, you have one sa'a of wheat that got mixed up with 23 sa'a of barley. That's what you go by. Again, the last thing that we said, zeronigina, you go by 1/24th of what's usually planted in a base sa'a. Right, that's what the shear for zero nigina, but everything else was 1/24th. Right, sa'a sheish barova. You have a sa'a that a rova, which we said is a quarter of a kav, which is 1/24th of a sa'a. So 1/24th. If 1/24th, that's a problem. So if you have one sa'a of chitim and 23 sa'a of barley, hariza aser lizroa es hamaurav ad sheyem ma'it hachitim o yosef ala sa'orim. Right, you have to minimize the smaller urn, or maximize and make larger the sorvim zara loka. And if you do plant this measurement, you get malchus for kilei zra'im. V'kolshu kilei mimazera mitzarev la'echad me'asrim v'arba. And the Rama Paskins, like we saw yesterday, which daya, whatever it's kilayim, whatever is kilayim with the other, like the Chachamim said yesterday, anything that's kilayim with the zera, it's mitzarev. Not like the Tanakama, who said even if it's not kilayim. Ketzad. Shalosh ve'esrim sa'im shel chitim. 20 v'isra'av chitim. Shedesare ba'shnei kavim sa'orim, u'shnei kavim adashim, u'shnei kavim polim, harizelo yizra hakol, achi ima'et sa'a shel tarobis. The Yavar Miksasa, right, against the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. O Yosef Alachitim, Shah Sa'orim, Vaha Adashim, Vapul, Kulam Kelaim Alachitim. They could all combine because they're Kelaim with Achitim. Vamanet Verma Murim, Bishnis Arva, Mine Tua Zebaze. O Mine Kitni is Zebaze. O Shinis Arva, Mutua Bekinis, Okinis Bitua, as we just said. Abol Zerone Gina, like our Mishnah just says, Shinis Arva, Echad Mea Mitua, O Bekinis, Shiurim Echad Measim Ba'arba, Mimash Zorin Bebesa Meoso Hamin. Right, so you go by a different shear. In this Ari Bisa Shal Tfuo Kitnis, Lo Yizra, Shimaido Yosef Al Hatfuah, and then he gives the example of Chardal. Chardal Shinisari Bitfuah, Hare Chardal Zoromeno Ka Bechol Beisa. So, an example of Zeroni Gina in that case. Lo Ficha, that he quotes the Pishton example, as we just said. Okay, so the Rambam Paskins like this Mishnah, the Shear Mar sliding scale. Continue, says the Gemara, we really have two versions of our Mishnah. Anan taninan, our Mishnah has sheyeshba, right? Every sa'ah that has in it, sheyeshba, that has 1/24th, is tani tanu, but others have the version of the Mishnah, shenafal letocha. If you have a rova that fell into, which sounds like you have this sa'ah there separate from the rova that fell in, which means it would be 1/25th, not 1/24th. So Amar Bima Manda Amar Sheyeshba Echad Me'asrim Arba. Right. The first version is that you have a whole saw, and the Mishnah is describing in that saw you have 1/24th part of that. Manda Amar Shenafa Litocha Echad Me'asrim Ar Chamisha. It sounds like there's an afkamina between the two versions. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, I don't think there's an afkamina between the two. Amar Rabbi Yosi Barbun, Bein Kamanda Amar Sheyeshba, Bein Kamanda Amar Shenafa Latocha. It means the same thing. Echem Yasim Arba. Even the other version doesn't mean literally how you would translate the words. That if you have a separate sa'ah and a rova fell in, a rova of a kav, which is 1/24th of a sa'ah, So then, there's an afkamina that will be 1 out of 25 ratio. No, that doesn't mean that. My kadun, what's the difference? The difference is as follows. Manta amar sheyeshba, the one that it says sheyeshba, meaning our version, just means batalish. All the seeds are separated and it got mixed up. You have these seeds and those seeds that got mixed up. Manta amar shenafa letocha, that's talking about bimechubar. Bimechubar, meaning the minority seed fell into the larger, the majority, right? And then it grew together. It grew together. That's what it means. Nafal litocha. But then you cut, you harvested it, and then they got mixed up. So it could be talking about the same shear. One doesn't have to say that they are, arguing with each other. So that's just the, different versions of the Mishnah. But now we get to what exactly is the case of the Mishnah. Right, this is going to get into the issue of how you're allowed to be Mavata Lamana Kayamin. What's the case that the Mishnah is discussing? How did these seeds get mixed up? Ibi miskavin lazera. If you plant, you planted, and you have kavana to eat it and to use it yourself, and you have this shear, so afil dechita achas aser. Right, even one chita should be aser if you had kavana to plant in this ratio. To start with, right? That'll be us or why? Ras sirlio, chita achas us, bimanim kaiminan. What are we talking about here? Bimiskavein lizroa, she'irvan bimiskavein, kidei lizaron. So if you had kavana that you took this ratio and you planted it all, that's us or even one. Also la'arev chita achas. Why? Says the Ras sirlio, mishim deim aval, and iso lachachila. Because a sugi that we alluded to yesterday, you're not allowed to be mevatel isurim lachatchila. Relying on bittel, fine. We rely on bittel. If bittel happened, but lachatchila, to be mevatel something, I have chicken soup, I want to put a little bit of milk in it to give it a little tangy taste, less than 1/60th, that's all. Yeah, emevatlin is lachatchila. You can't be mevatel in isur lachatchila. There, as far as given, you're getting hana'a of the isur because it's a larger amount, but you can't be zoreat this lesser ratio lechadchila. So even miskavin lezera afilu chita achas acher ve'im la'are. Even if you're just mixing it up to sell it in the shuk, and you're just putting it less, you're putting it less ratio that it's not going to be nesar. I feel like also asal arev. Then even a tiny amount, you're not allowed to do that lechadchila to put it in on purpose asal arev, because that would be an iser of gezel ha'arama. The Ma'arav Folda says if somebody is buying and they think they're getting chitim and instead it's chitim mixed with something else, so that's going to be usser. And the Gemara is now going to, the Gemara is going to get back to this question on the bottom of Amud Beis, the last line, but we're just going to go for a little extra side, not side discussion, but related discussion about how there's sometimes the one is, it's acceptable to have a different item in what you're selling. If there's a type of psoles, as we'll see. We can't put it in lechatchila, as we're going to prove. But before we turn over, just 2 points. First, the Rambam, here in Hilchas Kelayim, in Beis Vav, the Kesef Mishnah says, that the Rambam is based on our Gemara. The Rambam says, Bamed Varmaburim, this is after the Rambam that I just read earlier. They have all the different Shiurim and the different Shiurim for the Zerune Gina. Bamed Varmaburim, Bishalonis Kavin La'arev, Ubishalonis Kavin Lizrush, they mean him Shenis Arvu. This is all these Shiurim are. If you didn't have Kavana, you didn't have Kavana to do this on purpose, to mix them, or it just got mixed up by itself, or, and you didn't have Kavana to be Zoreya. The two minim. Avolim neskavin la'ariv zera b'zera acher. Olizroa hashnei minim. Afilo aydachita achas b'so kirishol so'orim. Asur lazara. V'chein kol kayotze b'zera. Even if you have one. If you have one tiny one. So that would be not allowed. Remember yesterday we spoke about how the tshuva, the Rashba of Lodin et Torah Malachi Asharis. So that's why there's these shiurim and the Torah allows it. So on this rod, the Rambam, the Ravid, quotes, and he says, Kasha didei adidei, I think the Rambam is self-contradictory based on this Yerushalmi, and the Kesef Mishnah assumes that, no, our Gemara is the basis. Ini odea lo mehiksha didei adidei, meachash hu kasef kedivya Yerushalmi, right? And if you have a Kasha in the Yerushalmi, ask on the Yerushalmi. But the Kesef Mishnah says, what does the Rambam mean? To miskavin lezera haynu shehu miskavin lezera shnei minim kedei lehanos mishnayim veda miskavin lezera haynu shehu miskavin lezera ela hamino echadovad. Even if you have one or two, v'amina acher hayachave shelo yirev lo yimsa upirisehu pashut beinai. The Rambam is basically saying, if you're doing things on purpose, put it all together, so then that's not allowed. If something happened by accident, so then that would be okay, as long as it's a less of a shear. Again, the Mishnah, the source for the sugya, the Ein Mabat L'Nisa L'Chachila, which is the basis of the question, according to the Maror Folda, is the Mishnah in Maseches Trumos. The Mishnah at the end of the fifth parak in Trumos quotes this Yisod, which is quoted in the beginning of Maseches Beitza as well, but that's the principle that is quoted there. Right, so Truma Shenafel L'Fachlos Mimeya. Right, Truma is 1 to 100. V'Yachar Kain Naflu Sham Chulin Im Shogeg Mutter V'Emezid Aser. And we assume that's because of Ein Mevalin Esachachila, and that's only if it's done B'Emezid. Rov Rishonim hold that this is an Iser Drabanan, and therefore if it's Shogeg, then we're not Kones. If this is Drabanan, if it's done B'Emezid, then we are Kones Yu, and if it's not done B'Emezid, then we are not Kones Yu. We discussed when we discussed this last week, a week or two ago, I don't remember, the Steer in the Shulchan Aruch. We're not going to review all of those again. The Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara in Maseches Beitza, that if Imbalan is Chachila, but if it already got mixed in, but there isn't enough to be Mevatel by Yisurei Dorabanan, you're allowed to be Marbe. By an Isidaraisa, you can't. But by this Dorabanan, you can be Marbe Umevatlo. And that's the context by Muksa in the Gemara Maseches Beitza. So that was the stira. The Shulchan Aruch quoted that in Yaradeya, that you can be Marbe Olam Mavatlo, while in Aruch Chaim, in Hilchas Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch quoted that if you have leftover Chanukah oil that got mixed in, so you're not allowed to be Marbe Mavatlo. You have to make a fire and burn it separately. Right, so what do you mean? Chanukah oil is an Issa Drabanan. So why don't you go by the rules that if it's already Misarev, you can be Marbe. So we saw different shitas. Maybe Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah is more Chamor. Maybe you're the Chavos Das that you're getting Hana'a right now by being Marbe. Maybe Chanukah candles are different. Maybe they're connected to the Neiris of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the Lashon of the Neiris HaMaracha. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Okay, that was one discussion. But there are two other discussions just to mention, and that has to do with other mitzvahs. The Ran and Avodah Zarah wonders, if you say, there are some Rishonim, the Ravid. The Ravid is quoted as saying, Ein Mevalin Es Lachil Es Nisa Daraisa. It's quoted by the Rishonim. It's also quoted in the Isser Mashihu of the Ravid, a separate kuntris. So ask the Ran in Avodah Zarah on Daf Yud Beis and Mabez in the Daf Arif. If you say it's Daraisa, so then how do you ever do, and how did the Torah command the halacha of Hag'ala, of kashering? How does kashering work? Is kashering motzi, if I magle something in boiling hot water? Is that removing the iser? Or some view it as being mevatel the iser? But if being mevatel is an iser daraisa, how could the Torah command me? How could the Torah command me to be mevatel? Says the Ran. V'yafilu tomar she'ein motzi inoso misham uma arvin oso sham ima heter lo nesa levatel lesa chadchila elo lemishin iskavein levatlo. K'dei leha nos bimenu. If your kavana is afka, I want to get more hana from this. I'm going to be mevatel in order to get hana from both, without any other intentions. So halaf achino lo shim lo tomar kein lemishas over to my darmin name about nisachad chila midal raisa. Who, if you say it's an nisachad raisa, and that's based on a gemara in Misachas Chulin im kein heich hechshira Torah klei midyan bahagala. How did the Torah at the end of Sefer Bamidbar teach us to do kashering, to take the clay midyan and to be magal them? We're talking about kalim that might have been used that day. We're talking about bnei yoman, which is also daraisa, right? Because if not, it only needs hechshir midrabanan. Isn't this an example of bitul isachachila? And if it's also daraisa, how does the Torah tell us to do that? So elavade lo amru ein mevatlin iser ela b'miskavin la'ari v'iser beheter kadei le'anos b'menu. It's also if you have some things that are, you have a dvar iser and you're dafka putting the dvar iser in to be mevatel in order to get more hanah from the mixture. But here, what's your kavana? You want to use the pot. I'd rather remove the iser if I could. And therefore, that is mutter. So that's one example by a dvar mitzvah. The Torah tells us by kashering where the sugya comes up. The other sugya comes up in the Masechta Sukkah. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tuf Reish Chavav. Tafresh Chavav in Hilchas Sukkah, the Gemara talks about how if you have kosher schach and pasul schach, you could be marbe the kosher schach on the pasul schach, and in that way be mevatelit, and then use your sukkah. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Chavav. That's the simon of if you have a tree over your sukkah. So the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Avalim ein sukkah selasam ruba mechamasa elai deha ilan. If the sukkah only has more shade than sun, using the tree, sarach sheyashpil ha'anafim v'yarbeim imaschach. You have to lower the branches that are still attached, which are pasul. Mechuber is a pasul for schach, and mix them with the good schach be'inyin shelo yehi nikarim. So you look up and it's not nikar. What's attached? What's detached? V'yehi schach raba aleihem umavatlan. And then the good schach is rove and it's batel and you're mevatel the pasul mechuber schach in the kosher schach. So again, ask the Taz right there, quoting for the Bach. The Ava Gadim Mevatel Nesalachachila. Yiladim Mevatel Nesalachachila. Yesh Lomar. A couple of answers. The Kodem Yatif Sheino Asur Adayin Nisbatlu. Before Yatif, it doesn't have a Shem Schach Puzzle yet. So before Yatif, your Mevatel is just creating a reality. A reality that the detached Schach is majority and it's kind of like Kami Sheino. Right? Ruba Kakulo, you might say. Right? It's Kami Sheino. And that's why it works. You're doing it before Yantif. Alufiza asa b'cholamoid, says the Taz. If that's true, it's only asa before Yantif, and it's only mutter before Yantif, not cholamoid. V'od yishlomar, a different answer. Dahani mili b'makom shenehene. Like the Ran says. Where do you say that it's asur? In a case where you're just trying to get hana. Avo mitzvos, lav leheno zidu. Mitzvos are not defined by their hana. So therefore, if Emavatlan is about, you're not allowed to be mevatel in order to get pleasure. But if you do get l'shem to do a mitzvah, mitzvah is not l'henos denu, and therefore it would be okay. V'haran kasa, then he quotes the Ran, the afa gav the asur, the isur sheyachol hasiro eno batel. What do you mean? You could just remove it, right? Not only if it's eno nikar, but if you can look, you can see which one is still attached. V'kamakom hachi agmeri rechman ala Moshe. This is what Hashem to Moshe bepalga sagi deparitz kaomid mutter el dahacha kimeshe mu'uravin boy ruba v'imkain ain kamavatel iser. It's part of the Masorah that Moshe Rabbeinu was given that we're allowed to do this. Okay, two different discussions of imavatlin in the context of mitzvahs. Okay, so we're back to the question. The Gemara left off of the question. So as I said, now we're going to go to a little tangent, and then we're going to get back to the question at the bottom of Amud Beis on today's daf. So the Gemara's question is, what exactly is the Mishnah talking about? Right, where you're allowed to plant with less than the ratio of 1/24. 1 to 23. 1 to 23 is a problem. Less than that would be mutter. So if we're talking about that you took this, made this concoction and you're planting it, that would be usur. And if it's not, you didn't make the concoction for your own, but you're just making this mixture in order to sell in the shuk, that's also a problem. That's gezel. That's harama. You're selling a mixture that nobody knows is the mixture. Where do you see this is true? That you're not allowed to do this type of harama gezel. So now the Gemara goes into Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Abba bar Chia b'shem Rav, Habar etzroros mitoch kirev shel chavera. We know generally if I'm going to sell a huge pile of chitim, then I'm allowed to have certain amount of impurities in it. That's understood. And the buyer understands that there are some impurities in there, and I'm selling it, then you accept, you know, a certain amount of impurities. But if I'm not allowed to, lechadchila, put those impurities in. It's lamela if they're part. I gather up a core, whatever it is, of chita, and I sell it to you. But I'm not allowed to, if I have purified chitim, I'm not allowed to then put in lechadchila. And that's going to be the parallel to our Mishnah, that it can't be that you're dafka doing it to sell. So where do you see that that's not allowed to do it lechadchila? Because we see that that area is significant. The Gemara talks about, Habor, if I go over to your kri of wheat that you're about to sell, and I take out the little pebbles, impurities, I was borer them out, so now it's purified. So now it's less. Let's say I was supposed to sell a kur, and now it's 98% of a kur. But now there's 2%, so you can't put the impurities back in, so you just caused me a loss by taking out the impurities. I'm going to have to give 2 more percentage of chitim. So you're going to have to pay me for what you just did. Right, if you are take out the pebbles, so then I'm going to have to give a whole purified chitim. Right, look in the Marafolda. Offer shebein chitim. Who wrote to the machron? I want to sell this whole pile. Nimsa who? It comes out. Nimsa who tzarach lamalos hamida lelokeach neged esrores. I'm gonna have to fill this up neged to fill in the place where the impurities were taken out. Shilo lo biran. If you wouldn't have taken it out from my pile, hayatzarach lelokeach lekablan emasrores. The buyer has to accept it with the impurities. Lefichach, that's why, tzarech l'shalem lo hafsedo, you, the one who took it out of my, took the impurities out, you have to pay me, you're chayef. You're chayef to pay me for that. Amar Rav Yossi, zosamereshu asar la'arif. Right? And this is exactly, teaches me, like in our Mishnah, you can't be ma'arif l'chadchila. Right? Because why can't the person just put the pebbles back in? No. If it's memela, then fine. That's understood. That's part of business. But if l'chadchila to put it in, you're not allowed to. Right? So too in our Mishnah. You can't, if it's there, memela the smaller ratio, then fine. But if it's lechadchila, you can't. Im omer es ashamutter la'arev, lama lichitim yafas tachtayan. Right? If you say it's mutter, so why should he have to put in perfect purified chita in the place where the impurities were? Just put the impurities back in. Right? So only a darshan es arev memela is allowed. So therefore, it is a problem, and that is why it is not possible to say that it's ba'ariv lachatchila in our Mishnah. There is a discussion in the Rishonim, Baba Basra Sadi Dalid, where this is quoted. What exactly is the chiyah based on? Let's say I took out the psolas from your chita, I have to pay for that 2%. Is that mazik biyadayim? Right? I went over and destroyed, I broke something of yours, like I smashed something of yours? Doesn't sound that way. Tosfos there has a daya that maybe it is. Maybe it's called direct hezek. Or the first day of Tosfos there, Basra Sadial says this is chayef according to Rabbi Shimon because it's what's called davar hagorim lamamon. Right? There are three sugyas that we always quote. Reverses like my Rebbe always said that the overlapping sugyas, but these three are overlapping: hezek she'eno nikar, davar hagorim lamamon, and garmi. Those are all three that have to do with some type of hezek that is not direct, that's lacking something. Hezek she'eino nikar, the sugya in the Bavli in Gimel, where I damage you, but it's not visible. I pour your yayin to yayin esach. So it looks exactly like the same wine. So is that chayev machlokas? Hezek she'eino nikar, shma hezek lo shma hezek. Garmi. Garmi is a direct hezek, but it's missing something. I burn your shtar that says somebody owes you a lot of money. So I didn't destroy your property, but I destroyed your raya. Right, another, one example, in many cases, right, the Rabban wrote a whole kuntris. Kutras dina de garmi, related to all the cases that are grama, garmi. And then you have davar hagorim lamamon, something that is a substitute for money, but it itself isn't worse, right? I stole chametz before Pesach, and then I have it, and I can give it right back to you after Pesach, harei shechol lefanecha. But if somebody steals that chametz, they have to pay me back. What do you mean? The chametz is not worth anything. It's worth something to me. It has substitute value. So says the Tosfos there, Basra Sadi Dalid, maybe that's what's going on here. This Rav that says you have to pay to take it out the tzroros, maybe that's according to the opinion of Reb Shimon, who holds davar garm lamamon as kamamon dami. Pirish rivam, dahaydok Rabbi Shimon, davar garm lamamon kamamon dami. Demechayev begezal chametz v'avar lava pesach. If I saw chametz v'avar lava pesach, uba acher v'sarfo, and somebody else burned it, so just like the chametz case is chayev, so do this case is chayev. And then a Luri Nerea, Tosfos says, I don't think those cases are comparable. Our case and the gozal chametz case. Da'asi afilu karabanan, this case, which is our case quoted here in Kilayim, is even according to Rabbanan against Rabbi Shimon. Dehasam, over there by the Chametz case, it's not worth anything to anybody. Dehasam vadei lav kemamon dami, she'eno shaveh l'shum adam klum, elo l'gzeilo l'gazlan l'gipater bo. There, it's for sure called the Devar HaGorim l'mamon, it's not mamon. Aval hacha, havi ki'ilu gazal chitim atzman, shu mocher tzroros l'chal adam, kemo chitim. No, but this is mamon, this isn't just Gorim l'mamon, because this is people sell this. People sell this with the impurities. So the impurities have inherent value. V'lo dami l'sarif sharos av shel chaveiro. And it's also not like mazik, garmi, that you're by, sorry, you burn the star of your friend. Dehasam niyar ba'amahu dekalale. There you just burnt the shtar, he didn't burn his property. This is actual property. So Tosfos assumes that this is Maisa Yashir. This is not Garmi. This is not Davar HaGorim Lamamon. This is not Davar HaGorim Lamamon. So that's also the Rashbam also discusses it there. Chutz Hezek Biyadayimu. Shosen Sroras Hayubo Shavin. Right? It was a Shavet. So therefore, that's what the Rishonim discuss. The Ritva there also discusses, the Ritva there in, again, Baal Basra Saridal discusses what type of hezek it is. He has a deya also, that it's just according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, you have to know exactly. He says, why your chayiv is a gerl mamon. So he quotes, like Tosva says, whether it is a gerl mamon or not. We continue, once we're on the topic, we continue this interruption of the Shakla Vataria before we get back to the question. Macharlo chitim yafos v'nimsu bruros. What happens? The Gemara here discusses related cases. Again, let's read it again. Macharlo chitim yafos v'nimsu bruros. If I say I'm going to give you wheat, chitim yafos, and I give you already sifted, v'nimsu bruros, and then it comes out there bruros, so I'm going to give you a bushel, and it's less than a bushel, maush, meaning why? Because I took out the impurities already. So the Gemara asks, could I give you less? Because I'll give you the same exact amount of wheat that you would have gotten with the impurities, but it's going to save you the tircha even. Save you the tircha, you don't even have to take out the impurities. So, maushi anachelo oso harova. Right? Could I just give you less? Milan drabban amram eno manachelo oso harova. You can't. Tamar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Abba Rabbi Abba Bar Chiyah B'Shem Rafa. We said on top. Baruch Soros B'toch Chitim Shachaveru Chayav LaHamalo Chitim Yafos Tachtayen. And therefore says the Mahara Fulda and the Mahara Sirlio. If I took it out, if I would say that I wouldn't have to replace it, so then fine, I wouldn't have to. I could give you less. But here, what does it say? That if I have less, you cause me a hezek. Right, and therefore I have to give you more. I have to give all 100, not just 98%. So that shows that I can't just give you 98, right? Because that's what I would be able to do here. I have to fill it in, right? So that shows that just like you caused me a hazak before, I wouldn't be able to just give you less the amount, even though that's the amount of chitim that you would usually get. So what about the other case? Birer rova echaru mechsa. What if the kone, once he separated, he realized it was more psoles than usual? Usually it's a rova of psoles inside. But the rova echaru mechsa, so then mau shiyanachelo demeos arova. Now deme, we have that girsa. Could I pay less? Not only pay less what? Pay less, fine, that extra amount of impurity, that for sure was inappropriate. But once I checked, and there's even more than usual, maybe I shouldn't even pay for the rova that is usually accepted. Because I checked, Rav Chinna of Rabbi Mana, that's a machlokas. Rabbi Chinna amar menachel, Rav Chinna says, yeah, you could pay less even for that rova that is usually the accepted amount, but now that you checked and it was more, so then you don't even have to pay for that amount. Rabbi Mana amar eno menachel. No. You don't take it off. Why? Duha omar la lay, because the seller could say to the buyer, ilu yahavtun li. Havina, if you would have given it back to me as is, without separating, Havina Tsaralan Basirki, I would have like made it look nice, put a nice cloth around it. The Mara Folda says Mitpachas Mitsuya Vyafe, Madavi Zavuna Khamiavi Uzaman, and somebody else would have bought it. Meaning I could have sold it, including at least the amount that is acceptable. But now that you separated the whole thing, I can't sell it. And I can't lechatchila put it back in the psoles. So therefore, you caused me a loss. So therefore, you have to at least pay me the regular amount for the acceptable amount of a psoles. This is a big discussion. Maybe we'll start with this next time. The tour in Siman Reish Chaf Tes quotes these halachas about what is acceptable harama, what is not, and how we deal with these cases. But either way, now we're back to the original question of what's the case of the Mishnah? It can't be where you lechadchila put the psoles in, so what exactly is the case? That's where we leave it, and what we are up to, and next time we'll get to the answer the Gemara gives.